Health officials offer seasonal illness outlook as some warn of triplydemic. By Hannah Blow on September 22, 2023. U.S. health officials are warning of what some media outlets have dubbed a triplydemic, anticipating the prevalence of coronavirus, flu, and RSV this fall and winter. As the winter months approach and seasonal sicknesses arise, you may hear the term triplydemic more frequently in the news. What is a triplydemic? And should you be worried? Massachusetts-based Tate Health asks in a September 14 update, as media outlets have glommed onto the term. The topic stems from respiratory disease season outlook summary posted by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, released last week, which warned that the coronavirus has become a part of the respiratory virus season, in addition to the seasonal flu and respiratory syncytial virus, RSV. Analysis from CDC's Center for Forecasting and Outbreak Analytics shows that with the addition of a third virus, COVID-19, that can cause severe disease, even an average respiratory season can place significant strain on our healthcare system. The update warned, noting that these viruses tend to circulate more heavily in the community in the fall and winter. The Federal Health Agency explained that it measures a season's severity, in part, on how many individuals are hospitalized for the viruses. However, it expects this year to be similar to last year in terms of hospitalizations for these three viruses, which many have said comprises a triplydemic. Per the CDC, CDC expects this year will be similar to last year in terms of the total number of hospitalizations from COVID-19, RSV, and flu. As with last year, the total number of hospitalizations this year is expected to be higher than what we as a nation experienced prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. Flu activity in the United States is currently low, and although the timing, intensity, and severity of the upcoming flu season cannot be predicted, it is likely to increase over the fall and winter. Flu vaccination remains the best way to protect yourself and your loved ones against flu and its potentially serious outcomes. RSV activity in the United States is also low currently and is likely to increase. Vaccination against these respiratory viruses is important for everyone and especially for those who are at higher risk of developing serious complications, including older Americans and those with medical conditions. Bay State Health quotes Dr. Armando Paez, Chief of Infectious Disease at Bay State Health, who said the threat of a triplydemic is recognized when the increase in the number of infections from the three respiratory viruses increases to the point that the healthcare system is overwhelmed and unable to deliver effective and appropriate medical care to patients. Paez added that there is no reliable way to tell, from symptoms alone, which respiratory infection is which, for Bay State Health. Flashback: Anthony Fauci urges Americans to get tested before Thanksgiving, everybody should be vaccinated. Notably, this particular CDC update did not mention that the vaccine for the coronavirus, specifically, does not prevent transmission of the virus, nor does it prevent one from contracting it, despite misinformation initially spread by President Joe Biden. In July 2021, Biden said, "But again, one last thing. We don't talk enough to you about this, I don't think. One last thing that's really important is, we're not in a position where we think that any virus, including the Delta virus, which is much more transmissible and more deadly in terms of non-unvaccinated people, the various shots that people are getting now cover that. There, you're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations." Ironically, vaccinated and boosted Biden contracted the virus exactly 1 year later. And earlier this month, the White House announced that Biden would be masking up indoors yet again following his vaccinated and boosted wife, Jill Biden, contracting the virus for the second time.